Homily 68. Saints Francis of Assisi and Ignatius of Loyola. I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. Jesus, within your wounds, hide me. Saint Francis of Assisi lived to the full what this evening's readings emphasize, the cross, how all creation praises God, and intimately knowing Jesus and his Father. Francis has been called the seraphic saint, the angel of the sixth seal, a second Moses, and even another Christ. As a faithful mirror of Christ, the little poor man, the poverillo, is undoubtedly the world's most popular saint, one admired, loved, not only by Catholics. I suspect that he has become even more popular because of Pope Francis. In his interviews, however, Pope Francis mentions both Francis of Assisi and Ignatius of Loyola. I would expect the Jesuit to do that. So I wish now to emphasize how much they have in common despite their differences. Notice, Francis, Ignatius, both were playboys, soldiers, who loved glory, were severely wounded, suffered from ill health, and underwent profound conversions. Both were mystics who progressed from a hermit-like existence to one much more apostolic, preaching, serving the poor and society's outcasts, and founding an order. Francis of Assisi wrote, "When I was in sin, it was very bitter to me to see lepers. And the Lord brought me among them. What had seemed bitter to me was changed to sweetness of body and soul. After this, I left the world." Francis wrote of an ecstasy that absorbed him in a light that enlarged his spirit. Ignatius of Loyola spoke of becoming at the river Cadenaer a new man with a new understanding that comprehended both matters of faith and of learning. Clearly, Francis and Ignatius found God in all things. Both Francis and Ignatius fell totally in love with the Trinity and with Christ crucified, and embraced radical poverty. Ignatius has such a great reverence for the priesthood and Eucharist, his many mystical graces involve the Eucharist, that he postponed saying Mass for a year to prepare himself better to do so. Francis, although never ordained, had such a great love for the Eucharist that he and his followers reverenced the clergy, regardless of their sins, faults, and follies. Francis, Ignatius, both emphasized preaching orthodox safe doctrine and an experiential, loving, empathetic thinking with the hierarchical church. I've long found this fascinating. When Francis's doctors told him to stop weeping because of the damage it was doing to his eyes, Francis retorted, "What are these that I have in common with the flies?" When doctors told Ignatius the same about his copious weeping, Ignatius stopped for the sake of the apostolate. And one need only glance at his diary to know how important tears were to Ignatius, because they helped him to discern God's will. Ignatius prayed for Christ to hide him in his wounds. But on September of 1244, the seraph angel crucified Christ imprinted on Francis's body his sacred wounds, what Dante called the final seal. Francis is known as the stigmatic, the universal archetype of this sign of divine favor. I wish now to speak of the stigmata of everyday life, of the anonymous stigmatics whom I know. Jesuits, but not only Jesuits, who more or less bleed daily for Christ, our superiors, Jesuits willing to get up at all hours to drive someone to the airport or hospital. The BC president, imagine being a college president these days, administrators, the chairman, professors, the ins and outs of dealing with students, chaplains, and the like, who are being nibbled daily to death by polywogs. Those in our community who work almost constantly with little time for themselves. Those who do their university work despite depression and or illness. Those teaching and writing to obtain tenure. I would rather die for Christ than write for Christ. The graduate students, some struggling with culture shock, language, some who do not know what awaits them when they return to their country. Some know they will die. And let us also ponder the ways in which we make each other bleed, whether intentionally or unintentionally. In short, I think of all those Jesuits and others I know whose daily lives fill up what is lacking in Christ's suffering. Anonymous stigmatics, in order to plot away at awakening in those we serve, a small spark of faith, of hope, and of love. I bear on my body the marks of Christ. Jesus, within your wounds, hide me.